Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's the Dr. Geo Show. We're on the air now after a long hiatus. Great to be back here on Blog Talk Radio for the new year. New school year, of course. And on today's show, we'll be featuring William Cunningham. He has launched a company called Aqua Technology, the very first interactive radio ads for automobile infotainment systems. Really interesting. Sounds fascinating. It's an innovative experience company re-envisioning how entertainers and retail companies reach consumers. And we'll be having him on shortly to tell us all about it. We'd love to hear about it. And make sure to check out some of our other shows we have had on here. We haven't been on in quite some time, and it's great to be back with the new school year coming up. People are back into the learning mode. That's what I like to call it. Everyone's kind of back into learning mode now, finding out about new things, post-COVID related. Kids are getting back into school now, and very interesting. It's great to finally see kids back in school in-person learning versus just interactive internet learning. So the Aqua Technology sounds fascinating. We get William on here, and he'll tell us more about it. It's for the first time in history, business owners, merchants, recording artists, entertainers and more will be able to immediately sell products, music, and services directly to consumers while they're behind the wheel. And Aqua is the only platform that allows radio listeners to purchase the product being advertised right from their in-vehicle infotainment system. He's going to tell us exactly how this works in a few minutes. When he logs in. Sounds fascinating. We'll love to hear and find out what it's all about. And the name of the company is actually called Wawa. I'm not sure. It might be also available to buy stock, WAH. Looks like that might be the stock symbol possibly. You buy Wawa crypto tokens that can use to purchase the products or music they hear through their vehicle's entertainment system. The benefits of the Wawa token are mainly to reserve and commercialize advertising space for in-car purchases and interactive radio, while also collecting data and analytics. So, sounds like this something very futuristic. And by using the technology, they're able to receive cryptocurrency as payment directly from the car radio, generating increased product sales and streams by streaming their products to customers in real time. Additionally, consumers can take full control of their personal data and be incentivized to do so. And there's also a website, aqua.technology.com. They have various platforms. You can follow Papa Joe on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So it's the first time I've heard of anything like this, so that's why we wanted to have it here on the show, have it available for you guys to learn about it. You heard it here first on Dr. Geo Show, on the Dr. Geo Show. And check out some of the other shows we've had in the past. I've had Dr. Suzanne on with us several times. We did some interesting cooking demos. We tried to do them live on Facebook, then also here on Blog Talk Radio. We've had various musical artists on, rappers, authors. We go back all the way back to your 2009, believe it or not, this show, the Dr. Geo Show, goes all the way back to 2009. We've been doing this Blog Talk Radio for quite some time here, educating our public and teaching them about all the futuristic things, all the up-and-coming bands you may never have heard of. We always try to keep it interesting. We always try to keep it, innovating. And we're going to try to have, now that we're back in the school mode, learning mode, we're going to try to have more shows coming up. Try to do them weekly. Have a new artist on every week. Tuesdays at 5 o'clock. It's usually the best time to reach us, to check us out. You know, Dr. Geo Show. We've definitely had a lot of different people on in the past years. So we want to keep it going. We want to keep the show going. We've reached, we've had thousands of listeners. We've reached many, many people. Many, many people on here have just loved our show. We'll try to get some listeners on here, too, to say hello. Got to try to get some people to call in and see how they feel about the show. The number is 1-516, in case you want to dial in, 1-516-590-0964. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-590-0964. Love to hear from you. Haven't had the show going in so long, so I would like to have some fun with some of the listeners. I'm waiting for William to dial in. He should be on here shortly to talk about his amazing technology. There's also a YouTube about it, too. Looks like there's a demo video. Agua Technology, A-G-U-A Technology. They've launched the first interactive radio ad for automobile infotainment systems. So we'd love to hear from them shortly here. And we'll try to get on with some other listeners that have been listening in the past that love our show, the Dr. Geo Show. Been on the air now since 2009. We talked a lot about nutrition. That's the main topic we've talked about, nutrition and cooking. Done a lot of shows about that. We've also featured a lot of musical artists in the past that were just starting out, that toured all over the world, world famous. I've talked with all kinds of authors who've written books. We've talked with people that are counselors, TV people, people that have been on TV shows that are trying to get their big break. So it's a show about helping and promoting people that are just starting out, but you'd be surprised how talented they are. That's one of the reasons why I love helping them out and having them on the show is they're just so talented, and it's just great to hear from them, so bright. And make sure to check out some of the great shows, some of the great books we have, too, that we've been advertising on the show in the past. Things like the Ask the Nutritionist book, Lighter Side of Dark Chocolate, some of the books I've worked on, The Gourmet's Guide to Elegant Food Service. We've also done a cookbook called The Recipe Makeover Diet, Help People with Their Diet. So here we go. We got our first... Hi, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Sorry we were behind schedule here today, but I've been telling the listeners about your amazing new technology.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. If you just give me 1 second to mount my phone, and I'll be ready to have this discussion. How are you doing today?
Great. I got the message from Dominic, and I was really excited to have you on. Would love to hear about the Agua technology. We never heard of anything like it before. It sounds like really futuristic.
There's two components to it mainly. A little bit about myself. I'm Will. I have experience in music industry, radio, advertising, and I've always been somewhat of a guy with ideas. Which brought me eventually to this Agua idea. It impacts a number of different industries, automotive, fintech, advertising, music, just to name a few, automotive also. And so there's two components to the software. The software side of it is enabling people to make purchases and bookmarks goods and services as they hear them in their car. So as you're in the car listening to whatever program you're listening to, we'll be aggregating information to allow you to bookmark that and to purchase goods and services directly from the infotainment system in the cars. The second part is the cryptocurrency that powers the whole network. Those two things have caused a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of benefits to this.
I think it's a great idea because people spend so much time in their cars, commuting back and forth to work, taking trips. So radio is still a great tool.
Oh, yeah, it's a really great tool. And the car and the radio go hand in hand. I think one of the most recent studies I saw was 94% of people still listen, 94% of people listen to the radio are doing so in their cars. So there you have, two of the markets intersecting right there, and just a tremendous opportunity, especially as the burden of driving vehicles decreases. In other words, we're headed into fully autonomous vehicles, and so as that's decreasing, there's another opportunity to re-engage the driver and the passengers.
Oh, yeah, so the passengers as well could probably have their own little setup.
Absolutely. We've taken the time to design guest mode into our software, and that's important. So just in case people want to have a different experience, there's a lot of different options. So this is very exciting, and it's really exciting for small business owners and for independent musicians who might not necessarily be able to get on the radio. It's so complicated getting on the radio, and how does one song get on the radio? But this still gives them that same reach, this platform. And there's a great opportunity for a lot of content to be discovered because, as you know, and we know, getting a lot of diversity on radio can be problematic these days. And it's tough to actually get new discovery from new music from the radio because the internet is what it is.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that. Now, is this something people are going to be able to purchase, just any type of goods? And then also, how long did it take you to put this all together, to to put together this technology?
Yes, people will be able to. There's a two-place participation because companies want to advertise and they're always looking for new ways to advertise. So they're going to want to be able to get their products, goods, and services onto this atmosphere, into this platform, so that they can streamline their sales. It's very important for advertisers because their clients, there's a marketing department, there's a sales department, and then there's an advertising department, and all of these things may not necessarily bring in revenue, but they work together to cast a imprint that it's supposed to bring in revenue. So what we've done, this software just happens to consolidate all three. You have the advertising, you're in the car, that can serve as the marketing, and then the sales is being able to interact with the content that you're hearing in real time via voice.
Oh, wow.
So that's a tremendous opportunity for independent music artists, let's say, who has to put their music on Spotify, and one person has to go to Spotify to stream it. Meanwhile, here you can take out a 30-second ad and an ad campaign, be in front of millions of people, and if no one changes that ad in 30 seconds, you get a whole stream. And you can literally get millions of streams in the matter of a 30-second ad. And that's the true value add. And that same thing goes for independent authors or independent business owners or, nonprofits that would like to raise money in real time. There's it almost serves as a crowdfunding aspect to it too. So there's plenty here to unpack, and I really appreciate you extending this stage so that I could run my mouth.
Oh, no, I love that because I have a lot of friends that are like independent music people. They have written music. And you know how hard that is on the radio if you're, independent. So, they could probably get their song out there via your technology.
Absolutely. There's no gatekeepers, right? So it's not a complicated process. It's literally the fans get to choose the messenger. And, this actually has a way to bring back development deals. But I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your friends that do music. I imagine you support them at live shows and possibly buy some of their merch. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
right.
Buy their shirts and pins that they make. And, they're like the hungry artists.
Right. And it's tough for those guys to get the word out because there's a bottleneck at the distribution point for visibility, which means that the top 1% command like a lot of the attention currency out there. So the question is, how do we monetize the 99% and get them, the same type of a footing? And, you can be very experimental with this platform. You could record a song at the top of the day, put a light mix on it by the afternoon and have a song up on the platform, by the evening. If that song doesn't do well, if it's not getting any traction, then not to put that on the album. But on the other end, if it does do good, you now have a bunch of targeted information on that city, on who interacted with what, and that can really help an independent artist. You can really reroute a tour through these cities and really get really close and intimate with your audience as you're building it while you're experimenting with your sound. And I'm very, very truly excited to offer this to the public. I think we got something special here.
Is this also, there's like a demo of it on YouTube?
There is a demo on how it would operate. It's just a real quick, demonstration of what it would look like, but there's more capabilities and more functionality on top of that, and the software is currently being built out. So yeah, that's a pretty good demonstration.
Okay. How about if it was an author with their book, how would they advertise? Would they just do make an advertisement about their book, and then you guys would play it through your technology?
That's a great question. So through audiobooks, right, we wouldn't even – the traditional advertising is going to change as a result of this software, the messaging, and this is exactly what I mean. So instead of someone coming on an ad saying, it slices and it dices and da-da-da-da-da, no, the actual content of the book will be playing. So her audio, a chapter from her audiobook, will be playing, and then it'll stop and say if you want to continue, you know, and then you can say yes, bookmark who is this, and then that triggers all different kind of protocols, because you don't have to purchase it, right? You can just say, I'm interested in this. Let me bookmark it. When you say bookmark Agua, bookmark this, you, what happens is you get a text message and an email with all of the information, the social media on the artist, where they're from and all of this. And, you know, that is just a bridge right there that that doesn't exist.
Oh, I see. I get it now more and more as you explain it. And this probably can lead to even more things in the future, I would imagine. You know, people can get their groceries maybe. They'd be driving in their car and say what they want to get from the grocery store and then already have it picked up when they show up there.
It's so true. And, you know, this is also for all ages. My mother said, she's listening to the radio all the time. She's always in her car listening to the radio, and there is a product that she really liked. And she told me it took her a year to finally remember the product, be in her home, and write it down. And she said, if I would have heard about this, there was literally 20 times I said, I got to remember that. I got to remember that and write it down. It took her a year before she actually acted on that. So she said, hurry up with this because I need it.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm the same way. That would be, you know, very beneficial, especially, you know, if you're busy and you don't always write stuff down. You could remember right then and there to just tell Agua, you know, then there's less chance of you forgetting about it.
Right, right. And then you get that bookmark, once you exit your vehicle or at the end of the day. We're still working out that part. We're getting really into the weeds, which is just the nuances of how the software is going to work. But I digress. Yes, there will be a bevy of different ways to interact with it. Also, the end user, or I don't even like that term, really. I don't like saying end user. The driver, our business partners, will be in the car as they're allowing Agua to listen. They become incentivized for that. So as you're allowing us to listen and pay attention to only certain behaviors, you will be entitled to a data dividend for letting us, for allowing us to listen, because Agua can listen whether you're in the car or not, and it's, whether you're online or not or wherever. And if you're allowing us to listen into that, we tell you exactly what data we're going to use, so there's no weird stuff. We don't sell your data. In fact, we're making you partners in the data that usually you would be using in your cell phone and happen to pay for. So there's even data compensation underneath this, which is why it feels so warm and inviting for people to come onto the platform and use it. And we've had a lot of praise and interest on this.
Right. Now, are you also on, speaking of being partners, are you guys also on the stock market?
Oh, did you say the stock market?
Yeah, I thought maybe the letter, you had the WAH, I thought maybe that was for the stock market symbol.
No. That's our cryptocurrency ticker. So the name of the currency that powers the Agua software is Wawa. So Wawa is like just abbreviation for water. One of our workers' daughter came into the room during a business meeting and was yelling Wawa, Wawa. I said, I think that's the name of the coin, guys. and it stuck. So Wawa.
It is. It's very catchy.
Thank you. I had really good help. So, but mainly the Wawa token is functional, right? It serves as you pretty much own your own ad space as you purchase the Wawa, and the more coin you own, the more rights to the ad space that you get. That has a bunch of different functionalities, but I'll share with you two here. One being, if you want to be an independent business person, you can go out into the world and say, hey, I have ad space. Who wants to come advertise with me? Or you can say, the second function would be, I don't know anyone to do that. I don't have that sort of skill set. Then we would just fill that ad space for you. And that's your ad space as the more coin you own. And that's another exciting reason. So it really quickly becomes who needs this coin and why. And it's independence. It's independent music artists. It's also big record labels, radio stations who might want to have a digital imprint or what might want to be able to monetize some of their content, you know, in an offline private way. We have all the assistance and tools necessary because we understand radio is limited in the ways that they can earn revenue, and it's cloudy out there for radio and you know, depending just on ad revenue. So we love radio. We want to be the one to help them, and radio still reaches more people on a monthly basis than television and the internet, believe it or not.
Yeah. I heard an advertisement one time, and they said radio is still the best way to advertise. It's even better than television.
It's number one. It's over better than television, and it's better than the internet because the internet has millions and millions and millions of options, and we know option fatigue is real. Radio, there's a couple of stations you can go up and down. It's dependable. It's been there your whole life. You know, so that's just a unique opportunity that we believe hasn't been fully galvanized and acted upon.
So when would this technology start being available?
Oh, my team told me I cannot project. I can't even touch that question. Our coin is made available right now on our website. And our fundraising efforts actually power that software. And the software is, I could say, probably three-quarters of the way done. I can actually tell you that the software should be done within 18 to 25 weeks. But then we have to set up a lot more right after that in order to distribute the product to mass. And that's where I can't go any further than that into that process. But
yeah, But will it be pretty affordable? You'll have different packages for people?
Oh, no. You purchase the so those who purchase the coin are going to have the right to advertise and interact with the ad all through it. This should be a free app. This is going to be a free app for people to interact. And we're working closely with some automotive companies so that they can feature the app in the car. And we've even got approached by a hardware company that was thinking about, you know, putting us in laptops, televisions, and things like that because this company actually jumps off the super internet. And if we don't understand, if your audience or we don't understand what the super internet is, it's mainly just everything that's offline is coming online and being connected to sensor technology. That's the internet of everything. I only say all that to say this. That what's happening in the car is going to be happening on the phone, is going to be happening in the home. We're about to have a fully connected experience. So this is one of the first commercial companies that unites all three of those.
Wow, very exciting.
Yeah,
I'm all in.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I urge people to go check out the website. I really do urge people to go check out the website. There, you know, get lost in there, look at the details, research this idea, research any crypto. You know, financial literacy is all of our responsibility. So research, and, you know, I yield the floor back to you.
Sounds good. And let everybody know, how else can they get a hold of you on Instagram and Twitter?
Yes. We're not using it as a messaging app per se, but information will be made available. We're also on Clubhouse, the Agua Technology Group. And then on our website, there's contact information to assist with customer service and airdrops of the wallet. So as you find yourself going to the website and determining which amount is right for you, there will be plenty of assistance and step-by-step protocols that you follow. On that website. It's very generous, and we're very good about getting back to people.
Sounds amazing. Well, I want to thank you for you being on the show today with the Dr.
Thank
Gil
you.
Show.
I want to come
very
back
excited
on
about
and
your
do
technology.
It again. I'd love to give you guys an update in the future, too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep, feel free. I'd love to. Love to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day, William.
You too. Take care.
Good luck. Bye-bye.